This is Gracelyn Keller with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast, and I am excited to be joined today by Alan Condon. Alan, thank you so much for joining me. And he has two stories that he is watching closely right now that he would like to share with us. So Alan, please take it away.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks so much for having me on, Grace. So two stories I was going to touch on today. Firstly, some good and some bad news for our hospital finances, according to Kaufman Hall's latest hospital report, which is published today. So the report found that hospital finances are finally beginning to stabilize after about 3 years or so of really high fluctuation. But the data suggests that razor-thin operating margins will likely be the new normal for hospitals for the foreseeable future, with median year-to-date hospital margins for February hitting -1.1%, which is down slightly from about -0.8% the previous month. So essentially, the report attributed this drop to external economic factors, such as, unsurprisingly, labor shortages, a lot of higher material expenses, and patients increasingly seeking care outside of hospital settings, which is kind of in line with that trend that we've been seeing for many years, where patients, providers, and payers are now pushing more and more procedures to outpatient settings, such as surgery centers, where care can arguably be provided at a higher quality and, of course, a lower cost to the hospital setting as well. So the bad news here is that median operating margins for hospitals are, of course, below -1%, and margins likely to hover below zero or close to it in the near term. But on the other hand, a little bit of good news is that hospitals now have more reliable information to help make the necessary strategic decisions to hopefully chart a path towards more financial security this year. Again, one other detail to add in this report, seems like inflationary pressures, unsurprisingly again, continue to see increased goods and services really eat into hospitals' bottom lines. But one piece of good news, that labor expenses appear to be holding steady, which suggests that less dependence on contract labor for hospitals, which is hopefully a positive sign for the remainder of the year. So second story, unfortunately, it's something we've covered quite a bit this year since January, but jumping into a quick update on McLaren St. Luke's Hospital. So this is a 300-bed hospital in Maumee, Ohio, that is set to close in May. And we just reported on a WARN notice filed with state regulators that outlines the hospital will lay off 743 workers once it closes in mid-May or so. So we've learned that 239 of those 743 layoffs are actually registered nurses, with other affected positions, including pharmacists, physical therapists, and nursing assistants as well. We believe that the hospital's COO is also included in the layoffs. But as we stand today, there are no physician roles listed in that WARN notice. So hopefully physicians aren't going to be amongst those affected positions. So a little bit of background on this. When McLaren announced that the hospital was going to close in early March, it was working with Mercy Health to finalize an agreement in which Mercy would acquire the hospital facilities, the land, the physical assets. And as part of that agreement, McLaren said Mercy expected to extend employment to a significant percentage of the hospital's physicians and also its employees. At this time, it's unclear at the point in time how many McLaren employees will transition to Mercy, but something that we'll work to find out in the coming weeks. So again, unfortunate that we're seeing more layoffs coming out of this hospital. It's definitely indicative of a wider trend we're seeing in hospitals and health systems across the country. I think since the beginning of the year, we've reported on about 17 other hospitals or health systems that have unfortunately had to trim their workforces or jobs due to financial and operational challenges as well.
Keeping a close eye on them. And thank you for taking the time to join me today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
My pleasure. Thank you so much, Grace.